You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Internet Marketing. Hello everyone and welcome to episode 96 of Internet Marketing. I'm joined in the studio today by my normal companion, who is Mr. Kelvin Newman.
Hello, hello, hello.
And the prodigal son has returned, Mr. Graham Benstead.
Hello there.
With a very quiet voice. You need to speak up a bit, Graham.
Okay, hello there.
And Graham is famous because those of you that are very, very old like me will remember that Graham was on the very first episode of Internet Marketing. And now you've come back, haven't you?
I have. I actually... Well, I remember setting up the first microphone with you and going through and trying to really work out what we were going to talk about.
Yeah, so Graham is our newest and our oldest guest at the same time, which I think is pretty impressive and a good claim to fame there. So yeah, Graham's going to be he's back working with us at Site Visibility, so he's going to be joining us on a few of the future podcast episodes, adding his thoughts into the mix, as it were. So yeah, that's a nice addition to the team to have Graham back on the show, as it were.
Thanks, everyone.
And we'll talk about where you've both got moustaches. I mean, you normally have a moustache, don't
you?
Yeah,
we'll come to that in a second. But I mean, basically, we wanted to do a relatively short show today, talking about two particular topics that are of interest. Now, the first one is, me and Andy have been talking about this for a while, but as you'll know, this is our 96th episode, and coming up just before Christmas, we will have what will be our 100th episode of the show. Now, because it's a round number and because it's tradition when you hit a round number, we wanted to try to do something special. Now, what we were thinking was, we got a lot of feedback recently from the premium subscribers about why they enjoy us and why they signed up for the premium podcast. I did a survey, and what was interesting was people sharing how they got to know us and the process they went through. So my thinking quickly became, well, wouldn't it be nice for the 100th episode to do a bit of the greatest hits, as it were, where people share what it is they've enjoyed about the show, lessons they've learnt the most, funny mistakes we've made, which seem to be what most people were suggesting. And what we'll do is, for that 100th episode, we'll put together all those best bits. We'll try and, you know, interviews that people have enjoyed, techniques that people have found particularly successful, embarrassing cock-ups that we've made, bring them all together and have a bit of a greatest hits episode. So what I am looking for from people is two things, really. One is either an email to me at kelvin.newman@sitevisibility.com with the particular things you found interesting, you know, things you want to be featured in that greatest hits episode. But additionally, and this would be perfect, actually, at the end of the show, Andy gives a phone number for where you can leave voicemail messages. And we quite often use that in the Q&As. So we can actually hear what people are asking the questions rather than just reading out what they say. Now, it'd be brilliant if for some of these recommendations where people are sharing the bits they really enjoyed, if they could be on that voicemail line. So if you do feel a bit shy, you can still send me an email. We'll still feature it in the show. We'll still give your website a bit of a shout out. But if you are feeling particularly brave and want to share your voice with the tens of thousands of listeners we've got to the Internet Marketing Podcast and what you've enjoyed about it, that'd be fantastic. The number will be at the end of the show and, of course, in the show notes, as always.
Okay, now, should we talk about Movember? This is like November the month, but with an M instead of an N.
Movember, yes.
What is it all about?
Well, particularly if you... those of you who are listening in Brighton will probably have noticed over the last month or so, more than your usual number of people have been rocking a moustache of some shape or form. Now, this is a charity event that's going on in the UK that is really, really interesting and exciting, actually. So basically, it's for prostate, the prostate cancer charity in the UK. And in order to raise awareness and funds for the very prevalent and, you know, very scary prostate cancer problem that is in the UK and around the world, they've started a campaign that's been running a couple of years, really sort of took off last year, but really, really seems to be doing very well this year, which is called Movember. And the concept of that is basically that to show your support and to generally kind of make a bit of a spectacle out of yourself, and people are growing moustaches for the month of November. So the 1st of November, everyone has a clean shave, and then over the period of the month, they grow a tash. And Mr. Benstead is very... Those of you who are premium subscribers will occasionally get to see my face on the videos, and I very frequently are rocking the desert island stranded beard look most of the time, mainly because I'm lazy and don't have a proper shave. So I've not fully gone for it this month. I am on the verge of shaving off my beard, so I'm just tash. But I was slow to get on board, because when I have just a tash, I look like the kind of people you see on Crime Watch in the UK, people who watch Crime Watch. And actually, I also look, I've got a lot of you now, I've got a young daughter of about 7 months now, and with my tash, I have the kind of face where you're not allowed in parks, you know, that kind of look. So I've stayed away from it thus far, but Mr. Benstead is far braver than me in his rocket. Have you found having a tash?
I think you do yourself a disservice. I think you look fine with a tash. But I've found the whole experience quite liberating in many ways. I like to think of it that I've donated my face to men's health. And apart from the initial looks that I got on the street, I think in the first week or so, there were some fairly aggressive looks. I was walking around...
Just because you had a moustache?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, okay, the rest of my face as well, perhaps.
Because you're back in town, Graham.
It's possible.
Yeah, did you take a base level of aggressive looks and see if it was a rise from the base level?
That's a very good point. It was definitely more aggressive than usual. But I think one of the things about walking around with a moustache is you kind of feel a little bit better than everybody else.
Yeah, you got that kind of like, yes, I'm rocking the tash.
The moustache is my power, that sort of thing.
And I mean, I think what's really interesting about this campaign is, one is, yes, as a company, Site Visibility, we're getting behind it, and like 95% of the blokes in the office have taken the plunge and are rocking a tash at the moment. It's only me who's the wee who's been too scared to do it. So that's really good, a really good cause. But what I think is really interesting about it as well is some of the social media campaign that's going on behind it. I think it's inherently a social campaign anyway, because anyone who's not got a moustache has a moustache, then explains why they've got a moustache, and instantly that's got a viral effect there, kind of it's a true viral thing in terms of it spreads itself very well. But they've been doing some really good things with the website, haven't they, Graham? I mean, because they've got kind of almost a social network behind it, haven't they, that I think's worked quite well?
They do. I mean, every member will have their own Mo's Space page where they can post their own pictures. They can even show off the amount of money that they're raising through donations. One of the particularly nice features, I think, is the ability to get people together in a group, which means that you can see how your group is doing in terms of donations and the support. And I think another point of, you know, wearing these really silly facial hair, I don't know, this luxurious lip hair, is that you do feel something of a camaraderie with the people around you who are also involved. And, you know, that teamwork is, I think, a big part of it.
Yeah, so there's two reasons we're talking about Movember. One is the fact that, here's the shameless plug, we would like some of the podcast listeners to contribute, and we'll have a link in the show notes. But if any of you are interested in using social media as a business, but particularly if you're a charity or a non-governmental organisation, kind of a charity group, look at what Movember have done in their internet marketing. They are an absolute inspiration for best practice, I think. Yes, they've got all the integration with Just Giving, and, you know, it's very easy to share on social networks. But some of the features they've got behind the site that really encourage the interaction, I think, are really good, particularly in their case, because it's as much about awareness as it is the money raising, I imagine. And the fact that the whole setup makes it so easy to share amongst your friends, amongst your social network, I think they're going to be really effective at kind of that campaign, that aspect of it, the awareness raising.
Is there a hashtag on Twitter for this?
I think people are using Movember. It's a hash Movember there. Literally, you cannot move in my Twitter stream at the moment, or various people posting up photos of themselves with ridiculous facial hair. You can actually get a Twibbon, which is one of those stupid things where it's an overlay you put onto your avatar that gives you a tash, whether you have tashes or not. In fact, okay. I think one of the listeners is a chap called Keith Fowler, who I follow on Twitter, and I think he's got the Movember Twibbon, so I imagine he's rocking a tash at the moment. So for all you guys who are listeners who are doing it, well done, super duper. And for all of you not, get along to the website, give us some money for the good cause.
Does it have to be a tash? Because what I'm thinking of doing is just stopping plucking the area of skin between my eyebrows so that they actually join up, which is the default setting for my eyebrows.
Yes.
It does look like a very broad moustache over my eyes.
I suppose it's technically a tash then at that point. I don't know if there's a unibrow march
or monuary.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, if you want to sponsor Andy not to pluck, you know, that's always a possibility as well.
I shall have a special little wig made now, especially to join my eyebrows together.
So yeah, just a real quick short show, but to say, yes, we're looking for those contributions for the greatest hits in for the 100th episode. Check out Movember, great cause and great example of social media marketing. And really just to welcome Graham back into the fold, and he's going to be joining us over some of the future episodes.
Okay, well, that's it then. That's a very short and sweet show. It's goodbye from me, Andy White.
Goodbye from me, Kelvin Newman.
And goodbye from me again, Graham Benstead.
Goodbye, everyone. Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us on the internet at www.internetmarketingpodcast.org, where you'll find show notes, links, and instructions on how to subscribe. We would absolutely love to get feedback, comments, and questions from you. If you want to send an email, send it to kelvin.newman@sitevisibility.com. Also, feel free to comment on the website. And if you'd like to use our voice line number, if you're outside of the UK, it's +44 1273 256 150. If you're inside the UK, it's 01273 256 150. And you can leave a voice comment or question and we'll play it on the show. Also, we would absolutely be delighted if you would give us a rating on iTunes itself. Well, that's it for now. Andy White signing off until next week on Internet Marketing.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.